Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day because there is some great and encouraging news about one of the most painful divides in America. That is the divide between the African-American community and law enforcement. And you know what? There's a brand new Gallup poll, and it's a very, very big poll that shows, you know what, that divide isn't nearly as big as media have played out. And of course, they're headlining this poll in exactly the wrong way, but we will get to the truth about it on the Medved Show. There's also a big victory over cancel culture. Yes, involving one of America's leading retailers, and we will get to that story as well. There's also breaking news. And this is disturbing. Of course, it's Friday, and I guess people think that with the weekend coming up, everyone will forget about this. But you shouldn't. Do you remember Jokhar Tsarnaev? He was one of the two brothers who did the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. There are three people who were murdered. There were 260 who were injured, some of whom lost limbs. And in 2015, a federal jury found Tsarnaev guilty of all 30 counts he faced. And later they made the obvious determination. He deserved to die. He deserved execution because he had planted a bomb that killed 8-year-old Martin Richard and 23-year-old Chinese exchange student Lingji Liu. So a federal court just overturned the death penalty. They just overturned the death sentence. This is disturbing. The 3-judge panel of the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston issued the decision more than 6 months after arguments were heard in the case. Again, 3 killed, 260 injured. Tsarnaev's lawyers had argued that intense media coverage made it impossible to have a fair trial in Boston. They also pointed to social media posts from two jurors suggesting they harbored strong opinions even before the 2015 trial started. Okay, if they have to go back to square one here in order to get an execution of... This is outrageous. Now, please remember, do you remember Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders wanted to make sure that Jokhar Tsarnaev had the opportunity to vote, because I believe he was a naturalized U.S. citizen. And he wanted all prisoners, including people on death row, to have the right to vote. That is not a position I don't believe that Joe Biden endorses, and no sane person should. But this is very sad, because if there is anyone who deserves and requires, really, the death penalty, it is this guy, Jokhar Tsarnaev. And yes, his brother died in the final confrontation with police. And I think, actually, it was Jokhar who ran over his older brother. But we will see and follow this story when more is known. Meanwhile, more is known about a House subcommittee hearing. It's a House subcommittee hearing on the coronavirus. And America's leading doctor on pandemics and epidemics and infectious disease, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was there testifying. And he got some, I think, very pertinent questioning from the always aggressive Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. Listen.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should the government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that.
Okay, what he's trying to avoid doing is making a statement that it should be limited. He's trying to dodge the question. But Jim Jordan isn't so easy to dodge. He followed up. Listen.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
Look, he's granting, of course. I mean, if you listen to what he's saying, of course, people who are going to these idiot protests, and they are idiotic, and by the way, they are clearly losing public support from everybody, that these idiot protests are people are standing a very real risk, and it's an obvious answer. It's the same thing people got. There's no reason that going to a Trump rally is more risky than going to a protest. Okay, you may say the Trump rally is indoors and the protest is out of doors, but the protest, there's all kinds of close contact with everybody. What I feel very badly for are the police officers who have to sometimes come in close contact with these folks. The back and forth between Dr. Fauci and Representative Jordan continued. Listen.
Well, you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
So you're allowed to protest millions of people on one day in crowds yelling, screaming, but you try to run your business, you get arrested? And if you stood right outside of that same business and protested, you wouldn't get arrested? You don't see an inconsistency there?
I don't understand what you're asking me as a public health official to opine on who should get arrested or not. That's not my position. You could ask me
You've advocated for certain businesses. Businesses to be shut down. But do you understand Americans' concern? Protesting, particularly according to Democrats, is just fine, but you can't go to work, you can't go to school, you can't go to church. There's limits placed on all three of those fundamental activities, First Amendment activities, but protesting is just fine.
Okay. Dr. Fauci did not say that protesting was just fine. There are, of course, Democrats who do. That was the position of Jay Inslee, for instance, the governor of Washington. And speaking of Washington, the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, and the police chief, Carmen Best, held a press conference to announce an investigation. It was an investigation being launched into the riots, which took place last weekend. Remember all those? One aspect of the weekend's events that was discussed by the police chief was that there was a van that was spotted by police officers and other observers that was seen following a small group of violent rioters. Now, you may not think, oh, a van following small group of violent rioters. It must have been that Department of Homeland Security. No. Witnesses saw people taking weapons out of the van. And police later seized it and found it was full of homemade weapons and armor. Okay, it's worth finding out what that van was about. I hope they proceed with the investigation. We'll proceed with President Bush giving one of his best speeches, well, in a long time. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
He's done a superb job.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael MedVed visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael MedVed Show, there is a new Gallup poll, and Gallup is still, I don't want to say the most credible, but the polling service that people challenge least, because they tend to have large samples, they tend to report some of the details of the polling. And this one, unfortunately, the Gallup organization has posted a very misleading headline. And it's illustrated with a photograph. The photograph shows a black motorist who looks not very happy being written a ticket by a female white cop. And the headline says, for black Americans, 41% of police encounters not positive. Now, my immediate reaction in seeing that was, how come it's not more? My police encounters, every once in a while there'll be one where it's positive. Okay, I will admit sometimes it's when the officer recognizes me. But if you're getting a ticket, for instance, how is that ever a positive encounter? It says, the question that they asked was this: thinking about any interactions you may have had with the police over the past 12 months, overall, would you say it was an overall positive experience? Do you know what percentage of black adults said it was a positive experience? 59%, the majority. And here's the part about this poll that really should be getting the headlines. Because they asked three questions. Was it an overall positive experience? 59% of black respondents say, yep, 59%, almost 60%. And they say, were you treated with respect? Okay, now that's a really loaded question. What percentage of black adults said, yep, I was treated with respect? 73%. Okay, it's almost three quarters. And then this one. Were you treated fairly? And this is, again, let me give you the question, because the question is a very good and interesting and relevant question. Thinking about any interactions you may have had with the police over the past 12 months, overall, would you say you were treated fairly? 74% of the black respondents said, yep, I was treated fairly. Now, they're pointing out there's a discrepancy among white respondents. It's 93% who say they were treated fairly. But either way, whether you're talking about black or white, this is a very, very positive review for our law enforcement. Just to get this question about were you treated fairly. The white adults, 93% say I was treated fairly, 84% of Hispanic adults, and 74% of black adults. And does that indicate that we have this terrible, terrible problem with racism on the part of our police departments? Because I understand, you think about when asked questions like this, interactions with the police, most of them are probably traffic stops. Most of them are probably, hey, you know, you're missing a tail light that's out here, or you're driving too fast, or did you really stop all the way for that stop sign? There's all kinds of different reactions with the police over the past 12 months. But I think it's remarkably positive if you have three quarters of black people who say, I was treated with respect, and I was treated fairly. It's 73% and 74%. So I do hope that this whole idea that the left is trying to put forward, an idea that says that basically the police departments have become an occupying army, that they are damaging everything that people aspire for. This was what was so stunning to me in the conversation I had yesterday with Professor Amrita Myers of Indiana University. Is she seemed to be unaware of the historical success, which you can click, you can find it anywhere. The crime rate, the rate of black victimhood by violent crime went down very dramatically and only started going up again as part of the Ferguson effect. And by the way, speaking of the Ferguson effect, I hope everybody is aware, and should be, that now there is a third review of the Ferguson incident with Michael Brown and Dateline Clayton, Missouri, St. Louis County's top prosecutor said Thursday that he will not charge former police officer Darren Wilson, who fatally shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. Civil rights leaders and Brown's mother had hoped that the prosecutor, whose name is Wesley Bell, he's the county's first black prosecutor, he would reopen the case after he took office in January 2019. My heart breaks for Brown's parents, the prosecutor said during a news conference. I know this is not the result they were looking for, and that their pain will continue forever. Describing the announcement as one of the most difficult things I've had to do, Bell said his office conducted a five-month review of witness statements, forensic reports, and other evidence. The question for this office was a simple one, said the first African-American prosecutor ever in that county. He said, could we prove beyond a reasonable doubt that when Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, he committed murder or manslaughter under Missouri law? After an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove that he did, Bell said. That is amazing. He said further that this is a time for us to reflect on Michael's life, Michael Brown, to support Michael's family, and to honor a transformative movement that will forever be linked to his name, Bell said. Okay. Bell took office as a reform-minded prosecutor, and he faced no restrictions in reexamining Brown's death for potential murder charges. Wilson was never charged and tried, so double jeopardy was not an issue. There's no statute of limitation on filing murder charges. And let us understand, this is the third time that Wilson has been cleared. In other words, no charges brought against him. The first time was with the local prosecutor who looked at it before, took it to a grand jury, and the grand jury wouldn't indict him because they knew they couldn't get a conviction. You know why not? Because there was a struggle over a gun, and Officer Wilson was trying to prevent himself from being killed. And then the Justice Department, which was run by a guy named Eric Holder at the time, the Justice Department also declined to charge Wilson, but it issued a scathing report citing racial bias in Ferguson's police department. Okay, may we take this as a lesson that assuming guilt and assuming racism always on the part of police is a terrible slander and a mistake. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMM hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests continue in Portland, a Democratic-led House subcommittee is taking a look at things that can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus. The White House COVID-19 Task Force is appearing in front of that committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, with a question for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
President Trump on his way to Florida, leaving the White House a short time ago. The president saying he's looking into banning the social media app TikTok, which is out of China. There's a lot of privacy concerns regarding that app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, there is more good news about police departments, law enforcement, and in fact, some of it is downright touching. And there's a story from South Bend, Indiana. You remember South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame University, and the fifth largest city in the state of Indiana, where Pete Buttigieg was, I think he still is, mayor. And who knows about his future presidential campaigns. In any event, there's a story from WNDU in South Bend, Indiana, about a couple of white cops interacting with two young black kids, one 12 and one 4. And you know what? It's not a confrontation exactly. Listen.
I need six more lemonades. Let's keep it cool in here.
Lemonade, popcorn,
I need some other popcorn,
and punch.
We got gallons of lemonade, gallons of punch.
That's what 12-year-old Jalen Wilson and his 4-year-old mother offer at their lemonade stand every few weeks in their South Bend neighborhood.
You like the lemonade stand?
I love it. I love the stand, and I love the good cookies, too.
But when South Bend police officer Ron Glahn showed up Sunday afternoon,
number one, I thought, oh, we're in trouble.
It wasn't to shut it down.
Let me buy you a lemonade.
It was to help Jalen open up.
Me and Jalen are going to be waiting on people, collecting money, serving drinks, and I'm going to match 100% of whatever we get.
Get out of here.
Out of my pocket.
The gesture, surprising.
I'm out of words.
The donation, sweet.
Ron Glide is a sweet person.
And the purpose, larger than lemonade.
It almost came to my heart, and I thought of him as like a family member, because it really meant a lot to, like, you know, for a police officer to help somebody who they don't even know. You know, they're just out here doing what they want to do, and he came to support.
Support, Officer Glahn says, is important for young kids like Jalen.
His mother's concerned about him
not knowing whether or not that's police officers or not, my job is to tell him that he has nothing to worry about. Don't be fearful. Don't be afraid of us.
And it was sure Jalen that not all cops are bad ones.
Not all cops are bad ones. Well, that's a nice way to end it. Look, when you say that 74% of encounters with police, with black adults, the 74% say they were treated fairly, 73% they were treated with respect. It's beyond not all cops are bad ones. Very few cops, thank God, are bad ones. Though Joe Biden may not be so happy with the police right now. The largest Florida police union backs President Trump, tired of being a punching bag. The president of the largest police union in Florida appeared on Fox and Friends today to explain why the organization is supporting President Trump. We're 30,000 strong. We go from the Panhandle to Daytona to Tampa down to Miami and the Keys, said the president of the Florida Police Benevolent Association. His name is John Kazanjian. Kazanjian explained that the decision to endorse Trump started with President Trump's move last week to call for an emergency meeting via conference phone with all of the chapter and chapter presidents and board of directors. And they were talking, of course, about this attack on the police that is increasingly going on from the left. And there's more good news about policing. Another piece, police groups break with Biden. Police are shaking their heads. This is a piece in Politico, which usually leans to the left. Police are shaking their heads because Biden used to be a stand-up guy who backed law enforcement, one top official said. Joe Biden has long prided himself on being a union-friendly Democrat with a good relationship with rank-and-file cops. But Biden's call for more national policing reform and oversight in the wake of the death of George Floyd and the perception that he hasn't shown enough solidarity with law enforcement amid the ensuing nationwide protests and unrest have created a fissure with law enforcement groups, leaving many who once supported him frustrated by what they regard as political posturing by their one-time ally. It's another very big argument for why Biden really does need to choose Val Demings as his running mate, who is, of course, a former police chief, former cop. She undoubtedly knows this guy, the Florida president of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, because she was a police chief in Orlando, Florida. President's name is John Kazanjian, and he explained what was going on ahead of his meeting with President Trump. Listen,
we're 30,000 strong. We go from the Panhandle to Daytona to Tampa down to Miami to Keys. And last week, what I did is I called an emergency meeting via conference phone. And I got all the chapter and charter presidents and the board of directors together. And listen, I spelled it out. I spelled it out what's going on in not just Florida, but across this country that, hey, you know what? We're getting beat up. We're being used like a punching bag, and we're tired of it. And President Donald Trump has been there for us. He supported us. So listen, I spelled that out. And as soon as I opened it up, I got a motion to endorse President Donald Trump for this 2020 presidential election. It was a second. And believe it or not, we got a unanimous vote. So that carried a lot of weight. And
right.
Obviously a very, very good and useful, frankly, endorsement for President Trump, especially from police officers in a crucial swing state. Not a swing state, but one that's gotten a lot of attention on policing issues. Portland police, this is a report from the Oregonian, cleared an entrenched encampment at Lounsdale Square across the street from the federal courthouse in downtown. They did that early yesterday at the request of Oregon State Police, who are set to assume control of the scene of nightly protests that have roiled the city. A woman who was in Lounsdale Square said police used loudspeakers to tell people to get going. Officers advised people that they had 10 minutes to pack up or face arrest or non-lethal force. They came out in force and they moved through the park, said the woman, 34, who declined to give her name, and said she was from out of town, well, naturally. She said some people were up and making a brisket breakfast. We've been very clear, said Oregon Governor Kate Brown, that Oregon State Police will protect the federal courthouse. The federal courthouse is critically important to Oregonians. It is a tribute to Senator Mark Hatfield, who was, he stood for peace, and he stood for justice. And, by the way, he was a Republican. This is kind of amazing. And Governor Brown said that the Oregon State Police will continue to patrol Portland's streets. They had reported 1,000 demonstrators out there last night. And the Oregon State Police will continue to guard the Hatfield U.S. Courthouse, which has been under violent attack by left-wing protesters. Now, what's interesting about this is let's see if she continues to be clear and resolute about this in a way that our mayor in Seattle has not been, whether it can actually bring this process of pointless protesting to an end. I mean, really? Maybe they can do a little bit of rebuilding, a little bit of cleanup in the Rose City of Portland. The entire idea of what this protesting is for at this point is so wildly incoherent. It is so unknowable. In other words, generally, to say that the protesting is for racial justice? And that's why, by the way, there are a lot of black people in Portland who are feeling disrespected by the violent protesters who seem to take over very regularly. Good luck to the Oregon State Police. I hope they have full success. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Of course, we've heard so many times that the demonstrators in Portland who finally seem to be clearing out of some of the city parks because the state police are doing it. And by the way, this is a big tribute to Vice President Mike Pence. He was the guy who brokered the deal, who said to the governor of Oregon, okay, you want some of this federal personnel to go away from Portland? They'll go away from Portland as long as you can handle it and clean it up and restore order. And these are, of course, signs of just how peaceful and loving and tranquil pursuing the demonstrators were in the Rose City, where it was all just loveliness until mean old Trump sent in the Department of Homeland Security to try to secure a federal courthouse that had been attacked and vandalized virtually every night. In any event, several items that included a sledgehammer, a pipe, and a chain with a lock were found yesterday during the cleanup of downtown Portland, Oregon parks, near where protests have raged for weeks. I think this was last night was the 64th or 65th day in a row when they had people out battling with police. These are police officials, both the local Portland Police Department and the state police. Officers gave people inside a perimeter 10 minutes to clear the area. And no arrests were initially made at the time. Aside from the weapons, other items recovered at the parks included body armor, helmets, a shield, and leaf blowers. What do they have leaf blowers for? They think they're going to blow away the police with leaf blowers? Yeah, I'm sure they're doing extreme. The police news release said there were shocking amounts of refuse in the parks as well. Well, what do you think? And by the way, no, I don't think police officers should be asked to pick up the refuse. If there's some way to compel the demonstrators to do it, that would be appropriate. And this from Thursday morning. There were several hundred people gathered outside the courthouse. A group that remained until later in the night wore gas masks and were seen carrying signs, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks. Oh, a little bit of sports. Umbrellas. And by the way, umbrellas, no rain going here. Leaf blowers. Okay, I don't understand. If there's somebody from the protest community in Portland, what is the purpose of leaf blowers? No, I'm serious. Something I don't understand. And fireworks, police said. Maybe they try to use the leaf blowers to fire the fireworks, sort of like a mortar into... Yeah, there they are. That's what they picked up. It looks kind of like weapons. Sid in Atlanta. Sid, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Sid, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. Lindsey Graham. You mentioned Lindsey Graham in your first hour that he's having a tight race.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say may John McCain live in peace. His spirits live on. His spirits actually live on in the Chief Justice, John Roberts. I believe he's the new Maverick. And I think that Lindsey Graham's going to lose. Because he's a follower of Donald Trump. He believed, I was wondering why he's having a tight race, because he's a popular Republican. I used to respect him until Trump came along, and he became a Trump follower. He normally is supposed to do what you do, level-headed. Say, when Trump do something wrong, come on and say it. But he started hiding, and I hope he loses for that.
Well, again, Senator Graham has been a great public servant, I think, for a long time. I do disagree with some of his instinctive and reflexive defenses of President Trump. The interesting thing about Lindsey Graham is he's running against a guy named Jamie Harrison, who looks to be a very formidable candidate. He's younger. He's African-American. And by the way, there's a Republican African-American candidate, and Sid, you ought to pay attention to him, named John James, because he's a former Army officer and who has seen combat for his country, and he is running a tight Senate race in Michigan. And I think one of the problems is right now President Trump is losing badly in Michigan. But John James is somebody else who I think deserves a certain amount of attention. By the way, I do think that particularly in a second term of President Trump, or particularly if Joe Biden wins the election, so either way, Lindsey Graham's voice in the Senate as a voice of conservative principle is very important to maintain. And I do think he'll win in South Carolina, because Trump is likely to win in South Carolina. But you never know. Okay, when we come back, there are all kinds of new movies that are coming out. And two of them are actually really reassuringly pro-American. They help to make you feel better about the country. And I also think that the funeral for John Lewis, the service yesterday, can make everybody feel better about the country. This is an amazing thing. Do you know that Representative Lewis, who died at age 80, that he was the first African-American ever to a lie in state in the national capital. First one ever. No, that didn't happen with Dr. King. There were still people around in 1968, and I quote some of them in my book, God's Hand on America, in 68, who denounced Dr. King after his death, segregationists and white supremacists, and yes, they were. One of the unbelievable stories, and it's just something that has been so much on my mind, and I couldn't believe it, and I really have checked it out, and it's historically true. Theodore Roosevelt, who I believe was one of our very greatest presidents, certainly one of my favorites, he became president September 14th of 1901. October 16th, so he's president for less than a month. He had just moved into the White House because he gave Mrs. McKinley. He became president when McKinley was shot. And Roosevelt was not only the youngest vice president, but he had an idea. He did something that had never been done before. He invited a black guy. Yes, Booker T. Washington, the educator, the founder of Tuskegee University. He invited him to dinner at the White House. And what is unbelievable to me is it is the first time in the history of America that an African American had ever been a dinner guest at the White House. Isn't that shocking? Frederick Douglass, with all of his distinctions and his fame and his acclaim, was never invited as a guest for dinner at the White House. And what's shocking about this is there was a guy, and I found the quote, named Pitchfork Ben Tillman, who was a previous senator from South Carolina, not in the Lindsey Graham mold. He was a populist Democrat. And Pitchfork Ben Tillman attacked President Roosevelt, and he used the N-word. I'm not going to use the N-word, but I'll tell you what he said. He said, now that the fool president has had that N-word, meaning Dr. Booker T. Washington, for dinner at the White House, we're going to have to kill 1,000 N-words down south to keep them in their place. Okay, this is not before the Civil War. This is in 1904. And for people who really do want to honor American history, I think if there are any statues left of Senator Pitchfork Ben Tillman, who was a complete racist, he never used any term except the N-word to describe some of the black voters he was supposed to be representing. His statues ought to go away. But taking down Theodore Roosevelt's statues when he took all kinds of political heat from radical segregationist white supremacist Democrats, that's inappropriate. Yes, because Theodore Roosevelt, in case people here don't know, was a Republican. And yeah, he bolted the Republican Party briefly in 1912, but then he came back in 1916 and helped win a Republican sweep in 1918. But all of that is part of the story that people need to hear and need to get in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.